Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth perek of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning perek Hey Mishnah Tes and perek Hey Mishnah Yud. The previous Mishnah, perek Hey Mishnah Ches, was discussing a situation where a person buys Tevel from two different people, and because we know for a fact that it's all Tevel, we know for a fact that Truma and Meiser wasn't taken from it, therefore we assume that you can take Truma and Meiser from all of it together. You don't have to separate them. You don't have to take Trumas and Meiseros individually. But you can take a Truma and Meiser from one to the other. Now this mission is going to discuss different types of people and whether it's considered a Tevel or not for this purpose. Says the Mishnah, Ma'asrin Mishal Yisrael Al Shel Nachri. You can take Meiser from the Tevel that belonged to a Jew on the Tevel that belonged to a non-Jew. Mishal Nachri Al Shal Yisrael. And similarly, the opposite is true as well, that you can separate from the Trumas and Meisers from the Tevel that belonged to a non-Jew on the Tevel that belonged to a Jew. Again, you can combine them for the purpose of separating Trumos and Meiseros. You don't need to take separate Trumos and Meiseros. Continues the Mishnah, Mishal Yisroel Al Shal Kusim, Mishal Kusim Al Shal Kusim. And the same is true, says the Mishnah, that when it comes to a Jew's Tevel, you can take that on the Tevel belonging to Kusim. You can combine that for the purpose of separating Trumos and Meisers. Again, Kusim are people that are a little bit questionable. Were they Jewish or not? Did they convert because they were scared of getting killed by lions or not? Mishal Kusim, Al Shal Kusim, and says the Tanakama. The same is true when you have the Tevel of one Kusi and the Tevel of another Kusi. Once again, you can combine all of it for the purposes of separating Trumos and Maestros. Rabbi Eliezer, Ozer Mishal Kusim Al Shal Kusim, but Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, no, you cannot separate from the Truma and the Meiser of Tevel belonging to Kusim, and the Tevel belong from one Kusi to another, because really the status, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of the food belonging to a Kusi is Demai. We're not certain if it's really Tevel or not. The only time you can combine them is when we know that the obligation, the level of the produce is the same. And that's why when you have Tevel, we know for a fact that it's Tevel, and you can combine them for the purposes of separating Trumos and Maestros. But when it comes to Kusim, we're a little questionable. We're not so sure if it was taken or not, if the Truma and Meiser was separated or not. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would not be allowed to separate the Meiser from one to the other. You'd have to separate the Meiser separately from both of the piles. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud. Like we've been saying until now, Trumos and Maestros can only be separated from these different piles on behalf of one pile for other piles and so on when there's the same obligation of Truma and Meiser on them. But, as the Mishnah is going to teach us, if one pile is obligated on a Torah level, on a Daraisa level, you need to separate Trumos and Maestros, and some of the other piles are obligated only on a Midrabanan level, that would not work. You would have to separate Trumos and Maestros separately. You can only combine them when the obligation, when the level of obligation is the same. Says the Mishnah, Otzitz Nakuv, when you have a pot. And they used to have these pots with holes on the bottom, and the holes would be attached to the ground, the pot would be on the ground, and because there's a hole in the bottom of the pot, it allows the plant to get nutrients and to get sustenance from the ground. And says the Mishnah, Harei Zeh Ka'aretz, and Atzitz Nakuv is considered to be part of the ground because it's connected to the ground. There is a hole on the bottom, and therefore the plant itself is connected to the ground. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Taram me ha'aretz al atitz nakov, me atitz nakov al ha'aretz, truma. So truma, says the Mishnah, that if you take truma from the ground, from regular produce that grows on the ground, on the atitz nakov, you combine the produce from the atitz nakov and the produce from the ground itself, or vice versa, that you take the atitz nakov and you have that... and you separate the Trumas and Meisers from there for on behalf of the fruits or the produce that grow from the ground itself. Truma, so truma, the truma is completely valid because both the atzitznaka of this pot with a hole on it is obligated to have truma separated from it on a daraisa level, and certainly the fruits that grow from the ground are obligated on a daraisa level because there's an obligation on a daraisa level for both the atzitznaka of this pot with a hole in the bottom and the fruits that grew from the ground itself. The truma is valid and the separation is good. But continues the Mishnah, Misha'enu nakov al hanakov. But if you were to separate the truma from some sort of a vegetable or a fruit that was on an atzitz she'eino nakov, it's in a pot that's not, there's no hole in the bottom, it's not connected to the ground, al hanakov, and you separate it on behalf of an atzitz nakov of a pot with a hole, truma yachzer v'yitrom. The truma's true, it has the status of truma, but v'yachzer v'yitrom, you must go back and take truma again as well, because the atzitz nakov is, you need to take, you have an obligation on a daraisa level, the atzitz she'eino nakov, the atzitz without a hole, is truma on a midrabanan level, and therefore you cannot combine the two, you must take truma separately. You already took the truma, fine, that truma is truma, but you still v'yachzer v'yitrom, you still must go and separate the truma. Once again, continues the Mishnah, min hanakuv al she'eino nakuv, so the opposite is true as well. If you were to separate truma from an atzitz nakuv, from this pot with a hole that's connected to the ground on a daraisa level, you have an obligation to separate truma al she'eino nakuv on behalf of a pot without a hole, which is only rabbinically obligated to separate truma. Truma, once again, it is considered to be truma, velo te'ochel ad she'yotzi aleha trumos, but you cannot eat that food until you separate trumos and maestros again, because once again, the atzitz nakov, the pot with a hole in the bottom, there is an obligation on a Torah level. The atzitz she'eino nakov, the pot without a hole in the bottom, is on a, you only have to separate truma on a derabanan level. And therefore, if you're separating truma one on behalf of the other, that's not going to work because the obligation to separate truma is not the same. Quick review. Perek Hey, Mishnah Test simply discussed various types of people. And generally speaking, we assume that if, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a non-Jew, and so on and so forth, we assume that if the person has Tevel, then it can all be tithed together. It can all be combined for the purpose of Trumos and Maestros. We just saw Machlokas regarding Kusim. If there's a Kusi, if there's a one of these people, we're not sure if they're a converted or not. We don't know the status of their food, and therefore it's like demai, and we're not sure if, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're not sure if it's all the same, if it all has the same obligation, and therefore, according to him, you would not be able to separate Tevel together when they're both from different kusim. And then Perakei Mishnah Yud simply taught us the halacha, generally speaking, that you can only separate trumos and maeseros when the obligation, when the truma or maeser obligation is on the same level. If they're both rabbinic, if they're both midrabanan, then you can separate them from one another. If they're both de'araisa, in the case of the atzitz nakov, the pot with a hole, on a de'araisa level, you have to separate shumos and maestros from them. Then you can separate one on behalf of the other, but if one's de'araisa and one's de'rabanan, then you may not separate one on behalf of the other. Have a great day.